The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
The Ministry of Industrialization and Trade, in partnership with the SADC EU EPA Implementation Support Programme, is conducting a five-day capacity building training event focused on trade policy and competitive analysis, trade skills, trade negotiation skills, and investment and trade promotion strategies under the European Partnership Agreement. I am joined by Mr. Moses Dikere, team leader for this specific project from the European Union. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Dikere.
Thank you. I'm available. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Can you take us through the training program and how it aligns with the objectives and expectations of the European Union?
It's a project that is being supported by the EU to the tune of 6 million. It has got four major objectives. And so there are four teams working on this project, and I'm heading on one of the projects, which is focusing on strengthening trade and investment between EU and Namibia. Mm-hmm. And as part of that project, we undertake one of the key activities is capacity building of MIT, Minister of Industrialization and Trade, as well as Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, on various issues. And in this case, we are here in Swakopmund doing a capacity building training on trade policy and trade competitiveness analysis, trade promotion, investment promotion, as well as trade statistics. So the program, as you have asked, it has got so it's going on for 5 days, and we have got 8 sessions.
Yeah. And then having said that, how does the European Union plan to strengthen trade with the ministry through the EPA?
The trade between EU and Namibia has been going from strength to strength using various instruments. The most important instrument was the free trade arrangement under the Cotonou, and now we have that was replaced by a new trade agreement, which is called the Economic Partnership Agreement. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have heard about that, which allows Namibia to export a number of commodities duty-free, quota-free to the EU.
Yes.
And we also have a number of frameworks which are focusing on critical raw materials and as well as green hydrogen. That is the MOUs. That's all part and parcel of trying to promote investment and trade between Namibia and EU.
Okay. And then just in conclusion, what key outcomes or insights do both the ministry and the EU anticipate from participants' completion of the training?
The expected outcome is that we foresee increased capacity by Namibia to take advantage of the current trade arrangement between EU and Namibia. We foresee an increase in Namibia's inflows of foreign direct investments from EU.
We continue the discussion on capacity building training held in Swakopmund under the partnership between the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade and the European Union Southern African Development Community European Partnership Agreement Implementation Support Programme on Trade Policy and Competitive Analysis, Trade Skills, Trade Negotiation Skills, and Investment and Trade Promotion Strategies. This time around, from Swakopmund, I am joined by the Deputy Director for Trade Policy at the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade, Diana Chiposa. How does the training align with the objectives and expectations of the Ministry and the European Union?
Okay. So I think it is important to highlight, first of all, that the training needs, the training is based on a training needs assessment that was carried out before we even developed the program for the training.
Okay.
So that means that the different representatives from the different institutions were here, because there are quite several institutions that are represented here. They were provided with an opportunity to indicate what type of capacity they need that would eventually contribute towards improve them carrying out the activity as it relates to the implementation of the Economic Partnership Agreement. Now, the Economic Partnership Agreement is coordinated by the Ministry of Industrialization, obviously with the different stakeholders that all have a role to play in this implementation.
Yeah.
So the main and overall objective, really, like I said, is to assist. It's for the EU through their funding, of course, under the project that we're implementing, even at the ministry itself.
Yeah.
Well, how we can implement the EPA, and also importantly, maximize on the benefit that we agreed upon in the agreement, which we have signed way back in 2016.
Yeah. So then, how does the ministry plan to strengthen trade relations with the EU through the EPA?
Yeah. So the one way, which I have in a way alluded to, is through utilizing the benefits more that are under the EPA. The Economic Partnership Agreement actually provides to Namibia duty-free and quota-free market access.
Yeah.
Meaning you can literally export anything under this earth, provided that you're able to produce and meet the requirements of those products. So through establishing business linkages, maybe even distribution channels, and also being exporting to the EU, because that's how you establish your links with the European Union companies on the other side. And this would ideally be happening both ways. That's how we can actually strengthen it. And I have to add that, I think this strengthening is not just trade or trade-related or investment-related. In addition to the trade and investment relations, we should also remember that there are also the other areas such as that are happening, such as in the culture and the education and politics and areas, in terms of just strengthening relations with the European Union as a whole. That's what I wanted to add. In addition, I think suffice to mention that the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade does have a commercial counselor who's posted in Brussels in Belgium, which is where the headquarters of the European Commission is. So, and his responsibilities are actually centered around strengthening relations between Namibia and the EU.
And then how is the ministry ensuring that the training currently provides practical, actionable skills that can be directly applied by participants in their roles?
Yeah, perhaps I think it's also important to note that, you know, the training is not just for the ministry staff. We do have other institutions represented here, such as the NIPTB, which is the investment board.
Yeah.
We also have people from the agronomic board, and then those ones from the former meat board, they now have a new name. We also have people from NAMRA, the Ministry of Environment and Tourism, Ministry of Health and Social Services, etc. So really all the pockets that we could find that in a way do form part of the implementation of the agreement.
Yes.
So now, like we have said, the fact that all these representatives or the trainees have identified the skills themselves, one of the questions as we're doing the needs assessment that we were asked was to say, in your current job as a technical person or as a person or as a staff member who are indirectly or indirectly implementing the EPA, what are those needs that you think needs to be addressed through training that would make you more efficient in carrying out your duties?
Yes. And then what measures will the ministry take to assist the long-term impact of the training on trade policy and investment promotion strategies?
We do implement what is called, in government, we do have this performance management system where every quarter a staff member is assessed, and where they are also given an opportunity to say, okay, you have had now training, this training, do you still see gaps in terms of capacity with yourself that would assist you to do your work better? Mm-hmm. And the good thing about this is that the training then, it's just for the APAR years right now, but because trade agreements are similar, we also foresee the benefit of this training to be utilized in the implementation of other trade agreements such as the ACFTA and also the other free trade areas commitments that we've made, such as Atlantic level and et cetera. So it's really broad in that sense.
Yeah, that's Ms. Diana Chipasa, Deputy Director for Trade Policy at the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.